be thinking about the worst accidental picture text you ever sent, because this may hit home. It's 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without sending a nude to the entire family group chat,
no!
You're doing okay.
Gosh, why are we sending these pictures?
It gets worse.
Uh-oh.
So this popped up on Reddit. This 27-year-old was asking for advice over the weekend after he accidentally sent a nude photo of his wife to the entire family chat.
It wasn't even of him? Mm-hmm. What? Who would he be sending a nude picture of his wife to?
Well, they had just gotten married, were on their honeymoon, and he shared a bunch of pictures from their trip, including, accidentally, one of the topless in a hot tub.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, look, it wasn't as bad maybe as you think, because her back was turned, so you just got to see kind of like naked back, but you couldn't really see anything, but it was still kind of racy for, you know,
yes,
the type
the
of
family.
Photo it was. Right,
yes.
right. Some of the family members didn't really think it was a mistake, so it's causing a little bit of drama with the family, but most people were like, hey, you know what? It was your honeymoon. Don't worry about it. If those pictures are going to pop up and it wasn't even that bad, it's going to be on something like that, so it'll blow over. But
Okay.
But that
it could have been worse, but still, I'm sure she's just like, why did you do that? Why didn't you double check? Make sure nothing like that was in the album you sent.
Yeah, like, you know, you take a bunch of photos and then you just select all and send over to like the family chat, like, hey, look, this is honeymoon. And they're like, oh,
no.
Well,
looks like you had fun.
Oh, in the hot tub.
Hey.
You know, if the hot tubs are rocking, don't come
and knock. Don't come knocking. Oh, boy.
So, okay. Did you ever send a picture that you shouldn't have to someone?
No.
One got a response. One guy posted a photo of his topless wife looking out a window. And couldn't really realize it. He didn't realize it at the time, but you could see her reflection in the glass.
Gosh. Oh, no.
I mean, you've seen those where people are like selling things on eBay.
Yeah, and you see the reflection in the mirror.
Yeah, you see the reflection like of the person taking the photo in the shininess of the pot or whatever, and they're completely nude.
Yeah, by this vanity with a mirror. And, oh, I'm naked while I'm taking the picture.
Oh,
why am I doing
that? I love it. So, yeah, accidental picture texts. We'd love to hear your example and get your story behind it. 502-795-1997. We'll get into that coming up here just after 7. Wait till you hear what this... I got a couple I'm saving for our next segment, all right? It's coming up. Coming up here on 99.7 DJX. We were just talking about this guy who accidentally sent his entire family a bunch of pictures from the honeymoon that he was on.
There's one in particular you probably shouldn't have sent.
Yeah, he sent a picture of his new wife in the hot tub. She was naked. So we were
it was her back, so they didn't see any like full frontal.
So
which is good.
What accidentally have you sent by mistake or received by mistake? Of course we got one of these messages. Says accidentally sent one of those pics to some 75-year-old guy, and he had his son call me screaming. Oh, God.
Wow. So he was not happy about that.
I got another one. Text with multiple pictures of maxi pad options so my wife could choose. Sent it to my female assistant coach with no explanation.
Oh! And she's like, what?
She's like, that one. Those are the type I like.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully she at least gave him feedback. Another woman once took a photo of an intimate area to send to her doctor.
For like diagnosis reasons?
Yeah, it got backed up to a shared folder online. Which everybody could see.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not good.
Oh my gosh. And then Stephanie, what happened?
Hi. So I accidentally posted a photo of myself on Facebook. So it was very lucky that my sister caught it. I had weight loss surgery and the current picture versus what I used to look like.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't realize in one of those pictures was a nude screenshot of me. It was very small, and you would have to zoom in, but she noticed it, and I was able to edit it, I think, before anybody saw it.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's the worst.
Sisters are the best.
You put it on social media. That is so cringe, like bad. Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad that it was caught very early.
Very early, like within seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least it wasn't one of your friends on Facebook that was like, hey, you might want to check that.
Did you mean to post that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, it's one of those pinch and zoom things where you know there are people on the internet that be like, pinch, zoom, zoom,
they're pinching and zooming. They're pinching and zooming. Stop pinching and zooming.
Stop pinching and zooming. Oh, that's funny. All right. It's 99.7 Ejects. We'll tweet out at Ben and Kelly Show the thread. You can see some of the other awkward, cringe-worthy moments at Ben and Kelly Show.